This is the Video School Online Podcast, session number 3. Batter up!
Welcome to the Video School Online Podcast, where it's all about learning how to make better videos. And now, here's your host, Phil Ebener.
Hey, what's up, guys? Phil Ebener here, and I'm happy to have you in this third session of the VideoSchoolOnline.com podcast. Welcome to everyone, each and every one of you. I really appreciate you being here. Excited to get a third podcast done. It's been great so far. Had a lot of success with the last one with Vince Patton as our guest speaker. And so this is a great lesson to be listening to. Today I'm going to be talking about wedding videography, something that I have been doing for the past few years. It's a great little job. I put together a little company that does wedding videography. And I'm just going to give you some tips and tricks on if you are interested in videography, how you get your first wedding. And so if you want more in-depth coverage, I have a course online that you can take called The Complete Guide to Wedding Videography, where I go over, you know, how to get your first weddings, everything about shooting weddings, editing weddings, creating websites and your social media platforms, and I go over everything more in depth. And so if you're interested in that, check out my wedding course at videoschoolonline.com, or you can go straight to the course page at udemy.com/weddings. I'll have all these links in the show notes at videoschoolonline.com/session3. But this podcast, I want to give you some free tips. I want to give you all this, all the great content that I have for you for free about how to get your first wedding. First, let's talk a little bit about why you should be getting into wedding videography. It's something that I did when I was, you know, graduating from film school. I didn't really know what I was going to be doing, so I dabbled with the idea of doing wedding videography on the side. I had a friend who was doing photography. He was making great money, and I thought, hey, I'll get into this. This could be cool. And I was busy, you know, because I fortunately got a job right out of college, but when I was freelancing, I really picked up my company, Weddings 360, and got a bunch of gigs, and that they're still coming now. I'm still getting gigs, still shooting weddings, and it's a great practice because there's really always a market. Of course, there's a lull in how many weddings take place during like the late fall and winter, but come spring and summer, there are so many weddings happening all over the world. And this is a job that you don't have to live in a film industry for. You don't have to live in Los Angeles or New York to be a wedding videographer, because people want wedding videography all over in every small town in the United States and across the world. And it's becoming the new normal to have a videographer. Before it was just, you know, you had to have the photographer, but now people are getting more and more into the videography. And it's not just, you know, Uncle Sam sitting with his camera at the back of the church or whatever, shooting handheld. It's becoming an art form. And, you know, the way that I shoot and a lot of new companies shoot is they shoot kind of documentary style, and it's very artistic. And we create these highlight vignettes and, you know, full, you know, half-hour documentary-style weddings. And it's a great, great, form of art and videography. So you have to, you know, first, before you get into it, you have to know why you're going to do it. Is it for the money? It probably shouldn't be. Even though the money is great, it's a lot of work. And, you know, you may check out some videography companies online and see, oh wow, they're charging like $2,000 to $3,000 per package. That's like crazy for one day of work. Wow. But it's not just one day of work, because you have to prep, you have to keep all your equipment up, and you also have to edit, which is the most time-consuming part of it. That could take two to three weeks itself of editing a full-length video. And so the money is great, but that's not why you should be doing it. So a couple things that you definitely need to have in place before you get your first wedding are your package and price list and a contract. You know, obviously most people are going to want to see some work of yours before they hire you, but if you're just starting, you don't have any work. And so it's great to have, you know, maybe even business cards. You can print up business cards. They're super cheap on Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com, they sell them for, you know, it's like $250 for, or 250 cards for like $10. And so get your business cards, come up with a name, define who you are, and then put together some packages. And basically what I did at the start, I was just researching other companies, seeing what their packages were, and basically copying them. And so I put together packages where it was like, for example, I had a package for 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. And then within each package, I had different things, including like one or two videographers. One, you know, the higher packages had included, it included us recording audio. And of course, the different edits, because some people just want the highlight video, but some people want more of a longer version. And so with a longer version, you have to charge more. And there's no real perfect price point, because there are people that are going to be willing to pay whatever for their wedding if you have quality stuff. People are going to pay thousands and thousands, you know, upwards of $10,000 for their wedding video if, you know, if they have that kind of money and that's what they want. But of course, the people that you're going to be kind of trying to target at the start are people that don't have that much money. They are just looking for someone new to shoot that is charging less. And that's how you get your first gig. And one good way is to even shoot a wedding for free. Or if you know someone getting married and you're going to a wedding already, just ask if you could shoot some video. I'm sure they would love it. Exchange it or use it as your gift. Say that you'll shoot their wedding as your wedding gift, because wedding gifts are pricey anyways. Instead of paying a couple $100 for a wedding gift, you can shoot a video for them. And so in a couple minutes, I'm going to talk more about specific ways to get your first wedding, but let's rewind and just go over what you need to get started. So define your packages. So what is included in each package? How many videographers are going to be there? How many hours are going to be there? Are you recording audio or not? Are you going to be there for the whole day, or is that just the ceremony and reception? Are you including pre-ceremony, like getting ready? A lot of people, a lot of couples like to have that, you know, pre-ceremony ritual of the guys and the girls getting ready beforehand. And so make sure, you know, just define your packages. Once you have your packages, set price points for them. It's always good to set your highest price package higher than you expect. Because typically you're going to sell most of your packages and get most of your weddings on your middle range prices. But if they see that high price package, then that's going to make them, you know, think that you are quality, because higher price usually equals higher quality. And obviously I'm not telling you that if you have bad quality, I don't think you should charge, you know, more than you are worth. I think you should charge how much you are worth. But hopefully, you know, you are a good videographer and you deserve to charge, you know, a high price. So, for example, we have packages starting at $1,500. Our middle package is $2,400. And then we have one for, I believe, $3,200. And then one for like $4,500. And the $4,500 is ridiculous. It includes two videographers for like unlimited hours, and it's a crazy package. and no one's got it yet. But just because we have that there, it makes people look at the package below it and think, oh, maybe we can afford the next to highest package. And that's just how the brain works. People don't want to get the cheapest package, and they don't want to get the most expensive package, so they look for the in-between packages. Another thing to keep in mind when pricing is to not price too low. Because you might be starting out and you might think, oh, I should like try to beat out all of my competition by pricing lower than them. But really, that's not going to work for you, because say you charge, you know, $400 or $500 per wedding, and you do a whole package for $500, which is a lot of work. And you may have to do that at the start, but it's a lot of work. And then, or you could charge $1,000, and you might not get as many people for your buying your packages or hiring you, but you have to get hired twice as many times at the lower price point of $500 to make up the money for being for just getting hired that one time for $1,000. So would you rather shoot two weddings in a month for $500 a piece, or one wedding for $1,000? I mean, it's totally up to you. If you don't have anything to do and you want to shoot as many weddings as you can and get that exposure, which is great, get those referrals, maybe charging $500 is good for you. But I suggest charging a little bit higher and, you know, shooting less weddings but still making the same amount of money. So after you set your prices, make sure you have a contract that lists everything, you know, all the small print. You get their information. It will help you get their information, so when you're meeting with the couple, you can have them sign the contract, give them all the information about the day itself, but also include the small print about you're the sole videographer to be hired for that day. All of the materials that you shoot will be your property. And that means you can use it for your website or put it online to promote your company. So you got to put that all in fine print. So once you have a contract, then it comes to actually getting out there and getting your first wedding. And here are my tips on doing that. So number one, the first thing that you should be doing is reaching out to your friends and family. So send out a mass email to all of your close relatives and all of your friends, and especially if they're in the age of, you know, I'd say 20 to 30. I mean, there's people getting married, you know, at any age, but I'm personally, you know, young 20s, and there's people getting married all the time around me, you know, just getting out of college and getting married and settling down. And, you know, there's so many people getting married around my age, and all of them are looking for photographers and videographers. So send out that email just saying, hey, what's up, friends and family? Miss you guys. And tell them that you're starting a new project. I'm starting a wedding videography company. I'm trying to get my first wedding. Here is where my packages prices start. One thing I would stay away from is listing all your packaging and pricing in your initial email, because this will allow, you know, if your friend does have someone that they're getting that's getting married, and they tell them your packages and prices, well, if you tell them the pricing and everything about your packages, and your friend tries to relay that information to their friend who's getting married, well, it might turn them off automatically because they, you know, see your price and they're like, oh, that's too expensive or something like that. But also, it gets confusing when people are trying to explain your packages. And so you just give them your starting price point and tell them to, and give them your contact information and tell them if they know anyone that's getting married, please call me up or send me an email, and I'd love to send them my price list and get a hold of them. So my first few weddings came from friends and families. Before I even started like doing this as a business, as a company, I was hired by just a friend from college whose sister was getting married, and he knew that I was in the film school, and they were just looking for someone to do their wedding for cheap. So I did that. And then my second two weddings, or my second and third wedding, came from my girlfriend's coworker who had friends getting married. So the first one, she actually bought my wedding videography as a gift for the couple. And so I did that for like $250, which was crazy because that was so much work and not really worth it. But that led to another wedding, my third wedding, my second official one as a company, where I made over $700. So it was slowly, you know, the price point was increasing and I was making more money. And those first three came from friends. And, you know, since then, most of my weddings come through referrals. So friends and families are the first place that you want to go to. Second place that you can go to are some different wedding websites where you can sign up for accounts and build profiles without actually having to build a complete wedding website for yourself. A couple are WeddingWire.com or TheKnot.com. Here, you know, vendors, all sorts of vendors, from photographers and videographers to caterers and officiants and wedding coordinators, can set up their own profiles and, you know, have a little company bio, throw up some images or some videos if you have any. And thousands of brides, especially, are, I'm assuming grooms are checking it out as well, but I'm pretty sure 90% of the viewers are going to be brides, are checking on these websites daily, and, you know, they're searching for videographers in specific areas. So you put your city or the locations that you serve, and if someone's looking up videography in your area, then you'll pop up in that vendor list. And, you know, I haven't actually had too much success with these sites. I've had lots of inquiries, but I haven't actually landed a job through these sites, mainly because there's just so many profiles out there. But that being said, you have to really be everywhere. You got to be on those sites and at least have a profile. And that's a great place to point, you know, friends and family to, you know, to your profile if you don't have a website already. A third thing that you can do are posting on Craigslist. And this really works for your first wedding. Create a dedicated Craigslist post with a special Craigslist deal. That even makes it more worth it. And just post it on the Craigslist as a service. And, you know, I've done that and I've got tons of responses from that. And one thing that really drove responses is by putting images within the Craigslist post. So don't just have text, but add an image of, you know, if you haven't shot a wedding yet, again, just if you can get any wedding footage at a friend's getting married, or even just taking a picture of your parents' wedding or something like that, and putting it up on your profile. Don't go stealing wedding videos or photos from other people, because that's not fair and, you know, that's illegal. But if you can, you know, if you're at a wedding, you know, just take a couple snapshots and use that image within your ad on Craigslist. And so with Craigslist, you're probably going to be getting a lot of people that are lower income, just because that's where they're looking. And people with higher income will probably, you know, I don't know, if they might have coordinators that look for videographers or whatnot, but that's what I found, that on Craigslist, the clientele, the client population is, you know, lower income, but that's totally fine for getting your first wedding or your first few weddings. Another idea that I have for you is to partner with what I just mentioned, a wedding coordinator. This is one thing that we did, is we actually had a contact, a friend who was starting a business with a few friends, and it was a wedding coordinating business, and they were looking for vendors, and they didn't have any wedding videography vendors up until then. And they asked if we wanted to be on their vendor list, and we were like, heck yeah, that's awesome. We'll totally be on your vendor list. And we were actually the first and only wedding videography company on their list for a while. And so for this first, you know, month or so, we were getting so many inquiries, and we got a couple weddings through that. And so just search Google for wedding coordinators in your area, ask around, and, you know, see if they have a vendor list, because they might just have, like, a list of vendors that they give out to their clients. But if not, really partner with them and, you know, either create like a deal for them where they get some portion of your price, or, you know, say if couples go through them, you'll give the couple like 15% off. That's one thing that we did with this company is, since it was kind of a budget coordinating company, we had to create a special package that was only $1,000 or $1,000 or less. And so we cut down the hours, we only did a highlight vignette edit, and we actually just recently shot that wedding in January and, you know, edited it, and it was great. So wedding coordinators, that's another idea for getting weddings. Another person that you can partner with are photographers. Usually photographers have a few videographers in mind that they know of. And a lot of times, couples who are interested in videography ask their photographers, because usually couples will hire their photographer first, just because it is still slightly more important to get that photographer locked down. And then they'll ask the photographer, do you know any videographers that you've worked with before, or just that you know would be great? And how cool would that be to be on like the list of a few photographers who, if anyone asks them what videographers do they recommend, they tell them your name. I have a couple friends who are photographers who have me on their list, and we just got a wedding. We have a wedding coming up, actually not till August, but through that friend. So partnering with photographers is another great idea. Another place that you can partner with or get on lists is just going to wedding venues and getting on their vendor lists. If you just search on Google for wedding venues in your area, I'm sure you'll get a ton of responses from Google. You know, it could be golf courses and just banquet halls, churches, every church, you know, every church does weddings. And so either, you know, the best thing would be to go in person to each of these places and ask if you could be on their vendor list, or just send them an email, call them up. And it's another great way to get more weddings, is to do that. Because again, sometimes couples are going to picking their location first. That's like the very first thing they do is pick a location. And then the location has their special vendors. Sometimes locations only allow certain photographers or videographers to work there. It's just kind of the partnership that they have. I was shooting a wedding in San Diego, and they had this, it was at a hotel, and they had a specific photographer for weddings at that hotel. And so if you could do that, that'd be awesome. If you could be the only videographer at a specific, you know, hotel or restaurant or whatever, that'd be great, just to get on those lists. And that pretty much wraps it up for my tips on getting your very first wedding. Overall, though, I think the main thing is just to be active and to just get out there, talk to people, put your name out there. You're not going to get your first wedding just by sitting behind your computer and posting stuff on profiles or creating a lot of social media websites or profiles for your company. Now, that's great, and maybe in a later podcast we can talk about that. And if you're interested in learning about all that stuff now, from shooting and editing and blogging and creating a website and having a great social media presence, you can take my online course. It's called The Complete Guide to Wedding Videography. And if you're a photographer, you are more than welcome as well, because a lot of the topics are going to be similar. So if you want to take that class, check out the site, videoschoolonline.com, and you could go over to the course page and see that class, or you can go straight to the course page on Udemy, which is where I host my classes. Udemy.com/weddings with an S at the end will take you to that course. But so, like I was saying, you can't just sit behind a computer at the start and expect to get weddings. It's not going to happen. So go out, meet people, talk to your friends and family, just mention that you're starting a company, and people just love helping others. And so many people have helped me. So many people have helped me get work and freelance video jobs, not because they're helping me straight out. They're not saying, oh, I want to help Phil, let me go proactively find work for him. But it's just because people do stuff, and people have friends getting married. People have companies that need videos. So many people have come to me and just known that I do video editing and video cinematography. I shoot videos and I direct videos, and they're just like, hey, my buddy needs a video for his company, or my mom wants a video for her nonprofit. Or, my girlfriend's company needed videos for their nonprofit. And that's just from being, I just got all those jobs from being a nice person, from getting out there, from talking to people, and from people knowing what I do. If you don't tell anyone you're a wedding videographer, then you're never going to get a wedding videographer gig. So I hope you learned a lot in this lesson, in this podcast. It was a lot of stuff. Again, show notes will be online at videoschoolonline.com/session3. You can check out all the notes, get all the links that I mentioned on this site or in this podcast. And yeah, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. If you could go over to iTunes and give me a review, that would be awesome. Subscribe if you're not subscribed already. I would love to have more subscriptions. And also subscribe on our website, videoschoolonline.com, because every subscriber gets 50% off all of my online courses. And that's a really great deal. So check it out, videoschoolonline.com. Sign up for the mailing list. I don't spam. I just give great content once in a while, and you get free stuff from me. So thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, please contact me through the site. If not, have a great week, month, day, whatever you're doing right now, and I'll see ya next time.